Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Treating Complex Traumatic Stress Disorders in Adult Scientific Foundations and Therapeutic Models is a professional clinical reference edited by Julian D. Ford and Christine A. Cordouis, with contributions from leading trauma specialists. The book addresses complex traumatic stress disorders in adults, a clinical area in which symptoms often include PTSD but also extend into affect regulation problems, dissociation, relational disruption, shame, somatic distress, and impaired self-organization. Positioned at the intersection of trauma science and psychotherapy practice, it explains how developmental history, neurobiology, attachment, culture, assessment, and treatment planning shape care for adults with chronic and repeated trauma exposure. Rather than presenting a single-branded protocol, the volume surveys established and emerging therapeutic models, including individual, group, couple, family, dissociation-focused, mindfulness-informed, somatic, or an integrated substance use approaches. Its purpose is to help clinicians evaluate complex presentations carefully, choose interventions responsibly, manage risk, and sustain professional competence when working with highly traumatized clients. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, complex trauma is framed as more than standard PTSD. A central contribution of the book is its distinction between classic PTSD symptoms and the wider clinical patterns often seen after prolonged, repeated, interpersonal, or developmental trauma. The volume treats complex traumatic stress disorders as conditions that may involve intrusive memories, avoidance, and hyperarousal, but also persistent problems with emotion regulation, self-concept, trust, attachment, dissociation, bodily distress, and interpersonal safety. This broader frame matters clinically, because a treatment plan built only around fear extinction or trauma memory processing may fail when clients cannot maintain stabilization, tolerate effect, or sustain a therapeutic relationship. The book, therefore, emphasizes understanding the survivor's developmental and relational context before selecting interventions. It also connects complex trauma with neurobiological and psychosocial adaptation rather than reducing symptoms to pathology alone. This helps clinicians see why behaviors that appear resistant, chaotic, or self-defeating may have developed as survival strategies under conditions of threat. The result is a more careful clinical logic treatment must address traumatic memory, but it must also address the capacities that allow memory work to become safe, meaningful, and integrated. Secondly, assessment is treated as an ongoing clinical process, not a checklist. The book gives substantial attention to evidence-based psychological assessment, because complex trauma presentations are frequently layered, comorbid, and easily misread. Adults with complex histories may present with depression, substance misuse, personality-related symptoms, dissociation, somatic complaints, self-harm risk, or relational crisis. While the traumatic origins of these difficulties remain unclear or fragmented, the assessment chapters, therefore, support a structured but flexible approach that considers trauma exposure, PTSD symptoms, dissociative phenomena, emotion regulation, safety concerns, cultural context, functional impairment, and treatment readiness. This is important because premature trauma processing can destabilize some clients, while excessive avoidance of trauma material can leave core symptoms untreated. The book's assessment orientation also encourages differential diagnosis and attention to co-occurring disorders, rather than assuming that every difficulty has the same therapeutic implication. In practice, assessment becomes a continuing source of treatment guidance. Clinicians monitor changes in stability, alliance, risk, and functioning, then adjust the pace and type of intervention accordingly. This makes evaluation part of ethical care rather than a preliminary administrative step. Thirdly, therapeutic alliance, safety, and risk management are foundational interventions. The volume repeatedly highlights that the relationship between therapist and client is not merely a background condition for treatment. In complex trauma work, it is often one of the main therapeutic arenas. Many adult survivors of chronic trauma have learned that closeness, authority, dependency, or vulnerability can be dangerous. As a result, therapy may activate mistrust, withdrawal, compliance, anger, dissociation, or fear of abandonment. The book's emphasis on alliance and risk management reflects this reality. Clinicians are encouraged to build collaboration, transparency, boundaries, pacing, and shared decision-making into treatment from the start. Safety planning is also central because complex trauma may be associated with self-harm, revictimization risk, substance use, unsafe relationships, or crises in daily functioning. The reasoning is practical advanced trauma techniques are unlikely to succeed if the client lacks enough safety, stabilization, and relational trust to use them. This does not mean delaying meaningful trauma work indefinitely. Rather, it means matching interventions to the client's current capacities and strengthening those capacities through the treatment relationship itself. Fourthly, the book compares multiple therapeutic models instead of endorsing one universal method. A distinctive feature of the book is its trans-theoretical scope. It presents a range of treatment models tailored to adults with complex trauma, rather than insisting that one method fits all cases. The approaches discussed include evidence-based psychotherapy principles, dissociation-focused treatment, group and conjoint family models, attachment-based couple therapy, integrated treatment for co-occurring complex trauma and substance use disorders, mindfulness approaches, experiential and somatic therapies, and complementary healing practices. This breadth reflects the clinical diversity of complex trauma. Some clients primarily need stabilization and emotion regulation skills. Others need careful work with dissociative parts of experience. Others must address relational injury, addiction, cultural dislocation, or bodily dysregulation. The book's comparative structure encourages clinicians to think in terms of indication, sequencing, and fit. It also makes clear that promising or complementary approaches should be evaluated with professional judgment rather than adopted uncritically. The practical value lies in expanding the clinician's treatment map while preserving accountability to evidence, ethics, and client safety. Lastly, professional competence includes cultural humility and protection from vicarious trauma. The book extends treatment competence beyond techniques by addressing the clinician's professional stance, cultural awareness, training, and vulnerability to vicarious traumatization. Complex trauma is never experienced in a vacuum. Race, ethnicity, gender, sexuality, religion, migration history, poverty, disability, and community violence can shape both traumatic exposure and the meaning a survivor gives to healing. The inclusion of cultural humility and spiritual awareness is therefore not an optional sensitivity add-on. It is part of accurate formulation and respectful care. The book also recognizes that sustained exposure to clients' traumatic histories can affect clinicians through emotional exhaustion, altered beliefs about safety, boundary strain, or secondary traumatic stress. By treating vicarious traumatization as a predictable occupational risk, the volume places responsibility on training, supervision, reflective practice, and organizational support rather than on individual toughness alone. This is especially important in complex trauma work, where cases may be long, emotionally demanding, and clinically uncertain. Professionalism means both serving the client well and maintaining the therapist's capacity to continue the work safely. In conclusion, this book is best suited for clinicians, supervisors, researchers, advanced graduate students, and mental health professionals who already have some grounding in trauma treatment and want a deeper framework for complex adult presentations. It is less a beginner's self-help guide than a specialist reference for understanding assessment, case formulation, treatment selection, and professional responsibility. Readers can gain practical benefits in several areas, recognizing when PTSD-focused treatment is insufficient, evaluating dissociation and co-occurring problems, pacing therapy more safely, integrating relational and developmental perspectives, and considering multiple modalities without losing clinical discipline. Intellectually, the book is useful because it links complex trauma to developmental neurobiology, attachment, culture, and systems of care rather than isolating symptoms from life history. Compared with narrower trauma manuals, it stands out for its edited, multi-author design and its broad map of therapeutic models. Compared with general PTSD texts, it gives more sustained attention to chronic, interpersonal, developmental, dissociative, and relational dimensions of adult trauma. Its differentiating value is not a single proprietary method, but a comprehensive clinical orientation that helps professionals decide what kind of care is appropriate, when it should be offered, and how it can be delivered ethically with highly vulnerable clients. If you would like to support Julian D. Ford PhD ABPP, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.